My name is Alice Schrade, and I live in Slingerlands. And I was just listening to Rabbi Ornstein from Ohav Shalom about forgiveness and the Day of Atonement. Well, I'm Presbyterian, and we don't do that. We ask for forgiveness every week, but I think having a whole day to do it and to offer forgiveness to other people who we think have offended us is a fabulous idea.
Laura Daravinsky from Montgomery, New York. The piece on the hidden costs of a college education this morning trivialized what is a real issue. Lattes, alcohol, matching furniture, and social sorority expenses can only be considered so-called college costs for a select spoiled few.
Hi, this is Sherry from Saratoga, and I just wanted to comment that the Wednesday morning roundtable discussion reminds me of the cool kids at the popular table being very, very judgmentally rude and vicious towards those they deem inferior because they don't live the way they do, and unbelievable and disappointing, and it's just juvenile.
This is Poor Slave Richard from Barn Hills, New York. My comment is in regards to the clerk in Kentucky who was put in handcuffs and thrown in federal prison for her religious convictions. If a district court judge can take away your religious liberty, outlined and protected by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and throw you in jail, what else are they capable of? I'll tell you what they've done. In the Dred Scott decision, 1856, Scott was a slave, his master a surgeon, who traveled with him to the free territory of Minnesota. When his master died, the surgeon's wife inherited Scott, who sued for his freedom and lost, remaining a slave. Plessy versus Ferguson, 1896. An activist Supreme Court citing the 14th Amendment of all things to rationalize the opinion that equal but separate is equal. The railroad companies were forced to provide separate quarters segregating blacks from whites. Korematsu, 1944. The interning of Japanese Americans detaining over 100,000 people by FDR Supreme Court during World War II. Judges are human and fallible. Because they wear black robes, does that make them moral and just demigods? No, that is obvious. History has proven that they are capable of unspeakable injustice.